Welcome to one more Plug-In America National Plug-In Day podcast. I'm Kate Baker, and I'm your host. October 16th. It's almost here. One of the things that makes National Plug-In Day so interesting is the way it so perfectly illustrates the change that's come over the EV world in just a few years. 6 years ago, we had the Don't Crush campaign, which was a small, angry group of EV drivers who were protesting because the car company wanted to take away their EVs and crush them. And now, 6 years later, we have National Plug-In Day, an enormous event in celebration of the fact that EVs are here. One of the 26 cities that we'll be celebrating on October 16th is, a little surprisingly, Dallas, Texas. Dave Awesome, Texas manager for Ecotality North America, is here today to tell us how it happened that he's organizing an event promoting electric cars when he's located deep in the heart of oil country. Dave, it's good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
I think many listeners would agree that it's kind of intriguing to hear about someone that's promoting EVs this aggressively right in the middle of Texas, which is, after all, where a lot of the oil comes from. How did you hear about National Plug-In Day, Dave, and what made you decide to get involved?
Well, funny enough, a few weeks ago, my counterparts at Ecotality sent around some emails asking, well, what everybody else was doing with National Plug-In Day, and it was the first I'd heard of it. So, looked at what Plug-In America was doing and saw that Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex wasn't really included, so I reached out to my Dallas-Fort Worth counterparts. We've been involved in several groups making sure that the DFW Metroplex was ready for the electric vehicles that are coming in, and just kind of put together a quick grassroots effort. We have a lot of our charging stations are currently being installed in the DFW area, and located a host that just had some installed at the original Pancake House in Addison, and put something together, and we're going to meet there this Sunday for a few hours and talk about the electric vehicles and hopefully educate people that are interested about the electric vehicles and the chargers that are available.
What kind of reaction are you getting from the public so far?
Well, we've got quite a good base already. Believe it or not, there's probably a few hundred people that have a variety of Nissan Leafs and Chevy Volts already in the DFW area.
Really?
We have a pretty active North Texas Electric Automobile Association that's been around for a number of years. Believe it or not, yeah, deep in the heart of Texas, we've got quite a bit of a fan base for electric vehicles and quite a bit of support and a lot of enthusiasm for what's going on and what this is all about.
So are you saying that you think Texas is ready for widespread adoption of EVs right now?
Definitely. I mean, you know, everybody hears how green and eco-friendly Austin is. I will guarantee you that Dallas-Fort Worth and the Houston marketplace are as EV-friendly and ready for this. Yeah, the Texas market is definitely ready for this.
Now, I've read your Dallas page on the Plug-In America website, where you click on National Plug-In Day, and it takes you to the city events. And I love the name you've given your event, the Tailgate Without Tailpipes. Tell me a little more, Dave.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't personally come up with that, but we're really trying to, you know, get the local efforts together. We've got some dealerships that are going to come by with some vehicles. We've got our local utilities, our local focus groups, and local electric vehicle groups coming out to the original Pancake House in Addison on Beltline. And we've just installed a couple of stations there. This group is very interested in installing them in a number of their locations and helping with the public infrastructure. So, you know, we're excited. We just, you know, we want to see it. It really is the beginning, and we want to see what the turnout is and, you know, set this as the benchmark. Hopefully we'll get 30, 40, 50 people show up, and next year and the following years we'll be able to say, remember back in 2011 when we first joined, that was how many people showed up, and hopefully we can eclipse it each and every year.
I like it. So speaking of beginnings, what do you hope is going to happen as a result of your event at the Pancake House? Do you hope people will just go away more informed, or are you looking for them to take some kind of definite action?
I think you're going to get a lot of people that that come into the Pancake House, just regular customers that, you know, I've been there myself. I drive a Chevy Volt, and I've been in there to charge my vehicle, and I get questions from just regular customers. So there's definitely some inquisitive people. I know we have a person from coming from Fort Worth, which is about 40 miles away, and they just want to make sure that they, you know, when they drive their Nissan Leaf over, that they have a reserve spot at our location so that they can charge back up and get themselves back over to Fort Worth. So we've let them know that that is absolutely in place. But, you know, it's those type of things, you know, having the public infrastructure out there for people that want to take trips to, you know, to close to the range that they need to get themselves back. This guy is going to feel comfortable. He'll know that he can come out, plug in his car, and he'll be able to get himself back to Fort Worth, which is, you know, a major part of our Metroplex.
People listening to this, I'm sure a lot of people listening, are going to want to come down and join you. How can they get more information?
Well, I think it's on the Plug in America website. We also have it as an event on LinkedIn. Just put in National Plug in Day Dallas. EV North Texas has a website that has this located. I think there's quite a few people. But we're going to be at the Original Pancake House on Addison, in Addison, on Beltline, right next to the North Dallas Tollway, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. This Sunday.
Well, thank you, Dave. Thank you for your time. And listeners, if you are in the Dallas area, go on down to the Original Pancake House and join Dave in the Tailgate Without Tailpipes this October 16th. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
This edition of the Plug in America podcast was produced by Kate Baker and edited by Joseph Puentes, with music composed by Red Bennett. The Plug in America podcast is supported by listeners like you. For more information, go to pluginamerica.org or email us at podcast@pluginamerica.org.